Dakota, Gavrilo, just wanted to get your attention. Whenever children make noise like that, I remind people, most children cry during the sermon and adults cry during the collection. But I want to begin with a more serious story. There was a pastor once who wanted to shock his people, and he thought up different things to do. And one Sunday, as people were coming up the church, he asked them the question, "Do you want to go to heaven?" And the very first person said, "No." And the pastor was shocked. "What do you mean? You don't want to go to heaven when you die?" And the guy said, "When I die, I thought you were organizing a group to go today." We studied all year how to go to heaven. And now you're going to have a test. Not from me, from life. And I thought it would be a good thing to review some of the ideas that Jesus taught us, so those older people that are around you might be reminded of what we as Christians should think. On Friday, you made your first solemn confession. And remember what we said. When you go to confession, the priest gives you a penance. And a penance is not a punishment. It's part of the cure. Because we are not punished because of our sins, we are punished by them. The choices that we make that are bad make our life more difficult. And our Lord knew that when we would make those choices, we would need to change our life. So He gives us His grace, His power. Because when you sin, you know what it sounds like? Like that screaming. And when you do a good thing, you know what that sounds like? It sounds like a smile. It sounds like you're content and you're happy. What other things did we think of? That Holy Communion is God's gift of Himself to you, to remind you that you are not alone. But also, what else did I teach you? That you have to cooperate with God's grace. Religion is not automatic. No human and no divine relationship is automatic. Even God can't save you if you say no. You have this great power that God has given to every one of us, that every day you can decide, "I want to change my life for the better." And God will help you. But if you say, "You know what? I don't want to change my life for the better." Remember, I had a little sermon a few days ago. When children sometimes are upset, you know what they say? You're children, so you know. "Mom, do I have to go to bed and be healthy? Do I have to eat healthy food? Do I have to study and be smart? Do I have to not beat up on my brother? Do I have to do all these things that will make my life easier? Can't I just eat candy and sleep all day?" And your parents will say, "No, we want you to be happy." And that's what God is like sometimes. Like a parent saying, "I know you would like to just eat sweet stuff all day, not sleep and not study, but you have to put some effort into life so you can have a good life. So you can go to heaven." But in the meantime, it's not as if life is delayed until you go to heaven. Right now, the best way to live is to follow the teachings of Jesus, to be honest with yourself. Another thing I taught you, Who is responsible for your life? Dakota and Havrila. Dakota is responsible for Dakota's life. Havrila is responsible for Harila's life. And Father Ivan is responsible for his life. Everybody can help, but only one person can choose what you do with your life, and that's you. So remember, you are free to choose everything, but not everything you choose will make you free. So choose well. Listen to your parents. Pray honestly. So when prayer is boring, pray to God. You know, God, I don't feel like praying to you today. I'm very bored, but I need your help, and I'm going to pray anyway. And when prayer is exciting, you say, God, I feel good today. I want to pray to you. Whenever you pray to God, be honest, because there is one person who will be with you for the rest of your life. Aside from God, you will be with yourself for the rest of your life. And if you are happy with the way you choose and the way you live, it will be much easier for others to live with you. So be good, pray honestly to God, and whenever you fail, God is always ready to forgive you. Never be tired of asking God for his forgiveness, because he will never get tired of saying, I forgive you, I love you, and I will help you get to heaven. Hopefully not today. Slava Iisusu Hristu.